Dad.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد We say in English, we give you in English the interpretation of the salutation. We say it with Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we beseech Him for help and we ask for His protection and we seek safety in Allah from the weakness or the mischiefs in our own nafs. And from the evil consequences of what we do. And whoever Allah guides, there's no one who can guide him or her astray. There's no one who can lead him or her astray. But whoever Allah finds deviating, whoever Allah finds in error, there's no one to guide him or her. And I bear witness that there's no God but Allah. And Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. And we prayed and we asked blessings and Allah's favors upon his messenger, his Rasul Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we began by reciting from the holy book of Allah, known as Al-Quran, the Holy Quran, Al-Quran Kareem, Al-Quran Majid, the book that Allah prepared for the human life. For the human life and delivered through the angel Jibril to the most perfect of his servants, the one that had been prepared from birth to be the one to receive the Holy Quran from Allah through Jibril to give it to humanity, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah says to us in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون O you who believe, have taqwa for Allah, be conscious of Allah, be careful of your duty to Allah with the care which is due to Him. And do not die unless you are Muslim. What does that mean? Do not die unless you are in a state of submitting your whole self to Allah. Muslim in this context means not what you wear, not what you call yourself, but the state of your iman and the state of your taqwa and the state of your ihsan. In other words, to bow yourself and your will to do what Allah commands you to do totally, not reserving anything for shaitan, not reserving anything for the dunya, but giving yourself totally to Allah. Do not allow yourself to be found at the time of death to be outside of the Siratul Mustaqim, not even by one single tiny degree, because you will be called into account on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah for your deviation. And Allah says also, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadidan yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti' Allah wa rasuluhu faqad faza fawzan azim. Again, Allah is addressing this to the believers. He says, O you who believe, have taqwa for Allah. Be careful of your duty to Allah. Be conscious of your duty to Allah. And speak the right word. Speak the true word. Speak the right word. And He would put your deeds in a right state for you and forgive you your faults. And whoever obeys Allah and His Rasul, he indeed and she indeed and achieves a mighty success. We want to mention something to say a few words about that. We're constantly speaking to ourselves. We're constantly talking to ourselves, saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to eat this, I'm not going to eat this, I'm going to eat so much of this, and I'm not going to eat so much of this. What we must talk to ourselves in relationship to whether what we want to do is right, according to what Allah has told us is righteous. And we must talk to ourselves and remind ourselves that there are many things that the shaitan invites us to do. Everything the shaitan invites us to do, we know is evil. And he doesn't invite us to do good. He may make us think that what we are being invited to is good, but beneath all of that beautiful decoration, he wants us to violate the Quran. He wants to violate what Allah has ordered us to do. That's his mission, is to try to take us away from Allah. He was given permission to do that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to test us. So we have to always remember that we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to speak the right word first to our own self, to our own nafs, and check our nafs. If we find our nafs getting weak, if we find our nafs becoming attracted to things that the shaitan is inviting us to do that are in opposition to Allah, and he's always going to invite us to do that which is in opposition to Allah, then our nafs should be in a state to where we will be able to control our nafs and say, nafs, don't go that way. Stay on the right path. If we're not honest with ourselves, then the shaitan is going to use our nafs to control us, to use our appetites to control us so that we will do things that will not only be opposing what Allah has told us to do, but will also bring about our own destruction. Our own destruction. So we have to be very, very honest with ourselves and not allow ourselves to lie, to deceive our own self. And if we are honest with ourselves, then what will happen is that if we're sincere, then Allah will help us to avoid those things that are bad. And he will help us to strengthen our will and our commitment to do only what is good and put us on the Siratul Mustaqim and help us to stay there. And he will forgive us our faults. Allah has promised that he will forgive us our faults but only if we repent of those bad things. So we have to make a firm commitment if we want Allah to wipe our slate clean, as we are promised, you know, that he will do. We are promised that if we fast, if we really fast, you know, sincerely during Ramadan, at the end of the Ramadan, we'll have a clean slate. But he's continuously forgiving us, but we have to say in our own heart, and we have to be sincere, that we're not going to go back to those things that we were doing, because all of those counts against us will be brought back up and stacked in front of us on the day of judgment if we go back to them. So we can be forgiven and we can have a clean slate. And as long as we stay on the right path, the slate's going to stay clean. But if we go back to what we were doing before, all that stuff is going to be piled up in front of us. Because why? Because our repentance was not sincere. Because we are strong enough with the help of Allah, and following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, to stay on the right track. God has given us the power within us that if we follow the Quran and the Sunnah, we will not go back. We will not go astray. It's only when our iman gets weak and we stop praying, we stop believing, we stop understanding that we will be judged, that we allow ourselves to have that rope. And Allah says here, let us take that rope and we can go far as we want to. One day Allah is going to bring us back in and stand us up and we're going to be judged. But why take chances with Allah? Because we don't know when that day is going to be. We don't know when the end of our days will be on this earth. So we should not play games with Allah. We should not play games with our own future. We should use every moment of every day to earn the blessings of Allah instead of earning His anger. So we know that we must obey Allah and His Rasul if we want to achieve the success. Dear brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe. And sister, we are praising Allah with the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, O Allah, guide me among those who you have guided, and forgive me among those who you have forgiven, and protect me among those whom you have protected, and bless me in what you have given me, and save me from the evil of what you have decreed. For surely you alone decree, and none can pass a decree upon you. So we send peace and blessings upon our prophet, and we would like to refer to the words of one of the sheikhs named Gauth Azam Abdul Qadir Gilani. And part of this khutbah is actually a repetition of what was said by Sahibi Sahib Sheikh Abdul Karim al-Kabrisi. But, O believers, welcome to all of us from Allah on this day of judgment, on this day of Juma. In the Juma day, we must run to remember our Lord. We must run to remember our Rabb. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Holy Quran, Bismillahi Rahman Rahim, O you who believe, when the call is proclaimed to come to the prayer on Juma, run to the zikr of Allah, run to the remembrance of Allah, and leave off your business. And that is best for you if you only knew. And O believers, do not forget your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not forget your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember that we have not been created for play. We were not created for sport and play and amusement. Because remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the children of Adam with a mission and with a purpose. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us in Surah Mu'minun, Bismillahi Rahmanir Rahim, do you think that we created you uselessly and that you would not be returned to us? O believers, do you think that the return to Allah is in some faraway fantasy? It is right in front of us. It's right in front of us. This materialistic dunya is deceiving us into thinking that we will be here forever. But the life of this dunya is only like the blinking of an eye. Are we prepared for what will happen when that eye opens on the other side? Are we prepared for that judgment of our life that's going to certainly happen? Imam Al-Ghazali, may Allah be pleased with him, is giving us an example of how a heedless man, heedless means someone that's careless, someone that doesn't look at the consequences of what they are doing, how a heedless man is in this dunya. The heedless man, according to this particular story from Imam Al-Ghazali, He said that there was once a man who was walking in the jungle, and all of a sudden a huge lion began charging at the man, and the man began to run away. And then he saw that there was a dry well in front of him. So he grabbed the rope of the well, the rope that would let the bucket down in the well to get water if there had been water in there. And he jumped inside of the well to be safe from the lion. And just as he was feeling that he was safe from the lion, he looked down and he saw that there was a huge snake not far from him that was open in his jaws and was ready to eat him. That's how big the snake was. And then he looked at the rope, and on the rope he saw a black mouse and a white mouse that were chewing away at the rope. The rope was his escape to get away from the snake. But the lion was waiting for him on the outside, and the snake was waiting for him underneath. And the two mice were chewing at the rope. And the man was terrified, very, very frightened, thinking about how he was going to escape. And all of a sudden, he saw a honeycomb from the bee. Now, he saw a honeycomb with honey, you know, the honey. And he saw the delicious honey that was pouring out of the honeycomb. So he forgot about the lion. He forgot about the snake. He forgot about the two mice. And he just started eating the honey, and got lost in the delicious joy of eating the honey, until in his carelessness he perished. He got so wrapped up in the temporary pleasure of eating the honey that he lost sight of the lion that was ready to attack him, the snake that was ready to eat him. So this honey represents, in this story, this dunya. And we can get so caught up in enjoying the materialistic pleasures of this dunya that we forget about all of these different things that can destroy us. So we must not forget about the grave. We must not forget about the judgment. And we certainly must not forget about the shaitan that's standing ready at every second of our life to attack us, to get us to do something to take us into the hellfire. Oh, believers, we must wake up from this carelessness. Especially we Muslims, we must wake up from this carelessness, from this heedlessness. We must wake up from the increasing subliminal means that which we can't see, seductions, invitations of the shaitan. And we must understand, dear believers, that after our life in this dunya ends, we will be called into account for what we did in this life, in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Zumar, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the trumpet is blown, and those in the heavens and those in the earth will swoon away except those who Allah wills. And then it is blown a second time, and everyone will stand upright looking, and the earth will shine with the glory of its Rabb. The record of the deeds will be open. Everyone will be given a book where it will be open. So your deeds will be right there in front of you from the time that you were created up until the time that Allah took you from this earth, took your life from you. And the prophets and the witnesses, the shaheed, will be brought forward, and a just decision will be decided upon these. They will be judged, and of course their judgment will be favorable. We know that. And they would not be wronged in the least. And then the rest of us will be judged, and to every soul will be paid in full the fruit of its deeds. And Allah knows best what we do. And this is certainly going to happen. This is not a fantasy. This is not a fairy tale. We say in America we have children's stories that don't really actually mean what they say. They are actually to give children lessons about life. But some of the stories themselves, what we call fantasies, tales. You may have that in your countries. These things are done because the children's mind may not be strong enough to grasp the reality, so it's like giving a baby some bread that's chewed up already, and he just can suck on the bread. because he doesn't have teeth or she doesn't have teeth to chew it. So in childhood, sometimes parents, especially mothers, give the children little fairy tale stories, we call them. But the judgment is not a fairy tale. The day of Yom Kippur is not a fairy tale. The end of your physical life on this earth is going to happen. It's not a fairy tale. And you don't know when it's going to happen. You're a young man, you're a strong man, I see you're in good physical condition. But you could go into battle as soon as you leave here. This place here, you could be assigned by your government to go into battle. And before you know it, your life could be over. And it may not be a battle, it may be an automobile accident. Or it may be some sickness that's growing inside of you that you can't even see. You know, there are young men every day that are dying from heart attacks, that are dying from cancer, that are dying from all kinds of medical conditions, that if you look at them on the outside, you have no idea that they are close to death. Only Allah knows when He created you, He knew the day and the hour that you were going to be dead. You don't know that. So you have to be understanding of one thing. You can't say, I'm going to put this off till next year, or this is going to be put off until I get to be older. I'm going to wait until I get to be an old man before I stop gazing at all these pretty girls, which we know that's haram for you to be doing that. If that's not your wife, you shouldn't be looking at her with that type of desire in your mind. We know that's haram because Allah says, lower your gaze. He said, that's better for you. That'll keep you pure. But you may say, well, I get to be pure when I'm old, when I don't have this thing inside of me that wants the young woman. No, you might not have till tomorrow. And you'll be judged by what you've done today. So be careful. Don't be heedless. So how can we, as we close this part, how can we prepare ourselves for that day, the day of Yom Kippur? How can we prepare ourselves for the terrifying day? Terror. Terror means fear, the fearful day. If you knew tomorrow that you were going to have to stand before Allah and everything that you haven't done, good and bad, was going to be weighed and nothing was going to be left out, wouldn't you be afraid? Because none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. Prophet Muhammad even prayed that Allah would protect him from the shaitan. We were told that Isa ibn Maryam did not have any faults, did not have any sins. But even he had to pray to ask Allah to make him strong enough to accept the mission that he was required to do. Because only Allah is perfect. So we are all going to be judged, and our imperfection is going to be put in front of us. And it's not going to be a happy time for many people, because their imperfection is going to be outweighing the good part. And even some, it says in one of the stories Prophet Muhammad told, said there was a man. He was considered to be one of the best people. His life was an exemplary life, as far as we knew. He said, but he got within arrows, I'll just use the term of arrow's length, a bow's length rather, of success in achieving the journey. And something happened, there was some weakness inside of him. And Satan is always standing by waiting for the right time to be able to attack you with your weakness. And he fell back, and he made it not into the Jannah, but into the Jahannam. Why? Because there was something he had not got fixed inside of his nafs. He might have been working on it, but he never surrendered himself totally. He was holding on to this little piece of whatever it was that he preferred to hold on to. And then he went back. And then on the other hand, he said there was a man, and he had done a lot of bad things, but he had this good heart, and he wanted to do righteous. And he kept working on it, And even though he carried a lot of things on his back, so to speak, you know, that were not good, because his heart was good, he got within a bow's length of the Jannah, and he was saved. Why? Because Allah blessed him for having a good heart. So don't let your heart go bad, because you are refusing to give your total heart to Allah. Because we all have something in us that's a weakness. Allah says we were created daifah. We were created with a weakness. Everybody has some weakness. Don't let that weakness keep you from getting into the Jannah, because you prefer to hold on to it. Because the Satan will take that weakness, and you may look at it as being a little small thing, but before you know it, it'll be something that will block you from being pleasing to Allah. So we thank Allah that we are able to be here today on this day of Jummah, because this is the day that Allah has commanded us to come together to remember Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana frigga lena subhanahu wa ta'ala dr. Mama sitting at al-Qa al-Makafareen. Rabbana la tuzik lubana abadi fadijna wa hablana min laduqma rakutani naka anta wahab. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. So we ask ourselves, we ask each other, how can we prepare ourselves for the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? How can we prepare ourselves? How can we prepare ourselves? Allah says that on that day when the deafening blast, the sound of the trumpet comes, the day when a man, a woman, will flee from his brother and his mother and his father and his wife and his children. On that day, every man among the people will have enough concerns of his own. Your mother won't be able to help you. Your father won't be able to help you. Your brother and your sister won't be able to help you. Your wife, brothers won't be able to help you. And that day, Allah says you're going to stand before him alone, alone. So how can we prepare ourselves? How can we get ourselves ready for that day? It's by checking ourselves and judging ourselves before we reach that judgment. And what is the Furqan? What is the criterion? What is the standard? It's this book, and it's the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? Because he promised us on Arafat when he spoke to the believers before he left this world physically. He said, I'm leaving you. I may never see you again. I may never speak to you like this again, but I'm leaving you with two things. And if you hold on to these two things, you will never go astray. He says, one is the Quran, the book of Allah, and the other is my sunnah. So that's our standard. That's our furqan. If we stay close to what Allah has given us in the Quran, doing it which he commanded us to do, and not doing that which he has forbidden us to do, not doing that any, not just not doing it sometime, but never doing what he has commanded us not to do, and always doing with every amount of strength and passion and commitment that we have in our soul and in our body, doing what he's commanded us to do, and following the sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we don't have to worry about that day, because Allah has already promised us we will not go astray. And if we don't go astray, he's promised us that on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, he's going to be happy with us. And what is he going to say? He's going to say, oh, my faithful servants, oh, my body, who are well pleasing to me and with whom I am well pleased, enter into my Jannah, enter into my paradise. But he's not going to say that to the people that are partially committed. He's not going to say that to the hypocrites that say they believe, but you see them, if you could see them in secret doing something that was forbidden. He's only going to say that to the ones that truly have iman, truly have taqwa, truly live the religion of al-Islam. Not only when they're seen, but even when they're not seen, because Allah always sees us. So Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says to us in the Holy Quran, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, consciousness of Allah, awareness of Allah. Always be aware that Allah sees everything. He doesn't let anything go. He's a recording, he's having a record made. The angel's going to be recording everything we think, not just what we do, but even what we would like to do. Even those things that we are holding on to, we haven't had a chance to do them yet. But we would like to do them, and if they're not approved in the Quran and in the Sunnah, then we have to know that Allah is having a record made of the fact that we have not given ourselves totally to the service of Allah. We still want to serve Satan. So we have to be careful that we let those things go. Allah has said to us in the Holy Quran, O you believe, have taqwa of Allah, and let every individual look forward to what it has sent forward for tomorrow. What we are doing today is being recorded, so on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, then that record is going to be placed in our hand. And if it's placed in our right hand, alhamdulillah, Allah has promised us that if the record is a good record and it'll be placed in our right hand, then we will go to the Jannah, and Allah will open up the Jannah with all of the things that we could desire and things that we hadn't even imagined that will make us have happiness, not just for a day, not just for a year, not just for several years, but forever. And trust me, brothers, on that day, if you have been serving Allah, you will be so happy you cannot even imagine. And all the happiness you've had in your young lives and in your older lives, depending on your age, you cannot imagine the happiness that you will feel when Allah says, oh, my body, my faithful servant, enter into my Jannah. And all of a sudden, all of the beauty of the Jannah, all of the beauty that Allah had prepared for you to enjoy, to make you happy, will be made known to you, and you'll say, thank Allah that I stayed on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. But there's going to be that other group, the Kafirun and the Munafiqun. Those people are going to be in shame. So their face will be darkened, and they will be in tears, because they will be going to the fire. They will be going into the hell fire. And God gives us a choice while we're here. Because on that day when when the angel comes and pulls our soul, our life, that's it. There's no more second chance. You're not coming back on another time plane to be having a second chance. It's only going to be one shot. And you don't know when that day is coming. Trust me, you have no idea. Oh, you may say, I'm in good shape. I work out in the gym every day. I run 5 miles a day. I eat well. That doesn't mean you're not going to die tomorrow. You know, about a month and a half ago, I was walking around thinking everything was all right with me, enjoying going to the golf course, enjoying being able to lift weights when I felt like it. And I'm 75 years old. Well, I will be in December. And for a 75-year-old, I said, I think I'm doing pretty good. And I didn't know I was walking around with a clicking time bomb inside of me that was about to go off at any second, and I didn't know it. Unfortunately, my wife encouraged me to go see the doctor to get checked out about something, and I went, and he says, we got to send you to get tested. I think it's something really wrong with you. And sure enough, it was something really wrong with me. And if they hadn't caught it when they did, I may not be standing here today, because I was about to die on the spot. There was something going on inside of me. You might have something going on inside of you, but regardless of whether it's an illness or whether it's something else, when Allah says it's time for your heart to stop beating, I don't care if you're in your 30s, I don't care if you're in your 20s, it's going to stop beating. And you don't know what day that's going to be. So be prepared, brothers. So let those things go that you know that Allah has commanded you to let go. And hold on to those things that Allah has commanded you to hold on to. And what did he say? What did our prophet say? Hold on to the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will never go astray. So we'll close on this note. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the intelligent man or woman is the one who takes himself or herself to account, who's constantly taking account of where we are, how our feelings are, how our actions are, how our thoughts are, constantly what we used to call, and I was in the, before I became a Muslim about 50 years ago, this coming February will be 50 years, I converted from Christianity to Al-Islam, but we had something in the Catholic religion called examining our conscience. Every week, we were told, at least once a week, but we should do it every day, we were told that we had to examine our conscience. In other words, think about our life and what we have been doing and what we have done before to see if it met the approval of Allah or if it was displeasing to Allah. And if it was displeasing to Allah, then we should confess it to Allah, because in the Catholic religion, we're supposed to confess it to a priest. But truly, we were supposed to be confessing to Allah, admitting that we were wrong, and asking Allah's forgiveness and promising Allah that we would repent, that we would not go back to doing that. Well, as Muslim, we still should be examining our conscience. We should be looking into our soul and asking ourselves, how does our soul measure up to the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Prophet Muhammad said, the intelligent, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the intelligent man is the one who takes himself to account, who's constantly checking himself, weighing his actions, weighing his thoughts, words and actions, and works for what will come after death. And the stupid man is the one who follows his own desires, whose nafs are leading him or her. And in every nafs there's a daifan, in every nafs there's a weakness, and the Satan uses that daifan, uses that weakness to pull us toward the hellfire. So Prophet Muhammad said that the stupid person is the one that allows his nafs to be used like that, who follows his nafs, who follows his desire, and hopes that still he will receive Allah's reward. That's what Prophet Muhammad called a stupid person. So we're going to leave on that note and just ask Allah to help us, you know, to be clear in our minds about our duty, to be clear about the fact that we're going to die one day and we're going to be risen up and we're going to be judged. And if we haven't done our duty, then it's not going to go well for us. It's going to be terrible for us. And what is our duty? We keep saying this, but our duty is to follow this book of Quran, Kareem, Al-Quran Majid, not 95%, not 99%, not 99.99999%, but 100%. Because every place that we deviate is a place where the Shaitan will start building the fire for us. So let's try with all of the strength we have not to deviate at all, ever, to follow this book. And the perfect example of one who followed this book is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, please do not punish us if we forget or make a mistake. Oh Allah, please do not lay a burden on us as you did lay on those before us. Our Lord, please do not impose upon us that which we do not have the strength to bear, and pardon us and grant us protection and have mercy on us. For you are our protector, so please help us against the disbelieving people. Please help us against the disbelieving people. When you leave here today, brothers and sisters, please make a special dua so that we will have the strength to call people to Al-Islam, to invite people to this deen, because this deen is salvation. This deen is the only thing that's going to save this world from destruction. This deen is the only thing that's going to save families from breaking up. This deen is the only thing that's going to cause our children from going astray. This deen is the only thing that's going to keep us out of the hellfire. And so we are blessed to be in the deen, but we have a responsibility to invite others to the deen. So give us the strength, we ask Allah, to invite people to the deen. What does that mean? It means that we must be mirrors of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must be like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must be walking Qurans. We must, when they see us, they should see the beautiful character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we know Prophet Muhammad's life, and we all should study his life, we know that there are things that he would never do. We know the things that he would constantly be doing, and we should try to line our life up exactly with his. So if it's something we're tempted to do, we should ask ourselves, if Prophet Muhammad and I were together, and I was thinking about doing such and such a thing, would he allow me to do it, or would he say, don't do that? don't do that. Because if we know that he would say that, then we know that that is fuel for the hellfire. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka Hamidum Majid. O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the true followers of Muhammad, as you just exalt Ibrahim and the true followers of Ibrahim. For surely you are praised and magnified. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the true followers of Muhammad, as you just bless Ibrahim and the true followers of Ibrahim. For surely you are praised and magnified in me. Brother Abdul Ghani.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله صمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.